Thursday from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed, is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family, or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have. If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School. Marley Sachs joining Sue Stroller. And our special guest tonight is Daniel Moravsky from Harbor Beach. Bringing us the perspective from the Harbor Beach. So I tell you what, well, again, we missed the whole comeback because we were switching from computer to smartphone. But you guys, tell me what happened there. What was the run?
You know, part of it was that tree at the end of the second, first quarter. And then they just came back out of that, end of the quarter came out firing. Both defensively and offensively.
Was the Kobe's one there by three?
No, that was flat for him.
Yeah. Okay,
I had 94 foot cross, so you know he's close to 50 feet right here in the top of the line.
Oh, well, wow.
Yeah, he did. It was amazing. There was nothing but net. And then they came out, fired up, and scored some great points and got some stats.
So basically, then, for those of us, if you were up, you know, they went back and forth and traded baskets. And at that time, we got a 31-29 Delta with a slim lead, but Harry Beach is right in there. One thing we didn't get to at the beginning of the game was some of the keys to the game. And one of the things I'm asked for Bearcats is ball control. They need to get defensive rebounds, one shot and done for Harbor Beach. We didn't see that a couple times when they were making that run to come back. And that's where we had Harbor Beach, I think, guys, to get back into this game was the garbage rebounds around the corner, the second chance opportunities that they gave to Harbor Beach players right now. So we'll have to see.
I mean, Hanson's one of the smallest guys on the court, and he gets a rebound or a ball. You know, you can't allow that, and Seaman's in there.
He had a fourth down.
He only had six, but there were six big points.
And then the other thing for the Bearcats was they needed to eliminate Slappy Pearl on for turnovers, and we saw quite a lot of that in the very first 3 minutes with these two teams. And I think a lot of them had to do with nerves, having 3 days off, things like that. Keith Rose, which now I think has to be Eric Rose with no turnovers. Lantron and Wright need to start a foul trouble. They need them on the floor. And of course, I believe Lantron had 2 fouls, and he was out for a while, and Wright was out for a little bit. Bradley Pucci, Corey, and Drake, they need to make some outside shots, but they can't always rely on those. They got well over the hoop. And of course, Nowicki and Kaplan, they need to get the garbage rebound to get them put back in for points. Which we've seen now kind of go on and around in the game. They don't have a deep foul. I don't know if they needed a quick start, use the home floor advantage to win. And they're over there in the front. You know coming in here, or we know coming in here, as a former coach in Ubley, that this world, Ubley can pass, and the gym is great, and everybody's intimidated by it. As many times you play there, you still feel like you run an extra 40 to let you know that
it's actually collegiate. It's 10-foot fielders. It is kind of intimidating because it's a collegiate size play.
So there's an advantage to have each of them, but a disadvantage when they go out on the road. But so now they need to take advantage and they need to keep the fans in the game. And I can hear in that comeback where I was trying to change things over across the station. The fans were definitely part of the game because I could not hear the station trying to hook things up.
Right.
And they didn't start out well. 15-3 was not a good start for Harbor Beach. And, that, you know, you could see they were kind of tight. But I'll tell you what, I think defense is going to make a difference in this. They started to pressure those guards in the second quarter. And that's where, you know, it's problems for Adley. And some of the key players for, I think, Dan, for Harbor Beach has to be Sorensen. And you mentioned that earlier on the way in the first half. He needs to have another great game. But I think Scott Rakovic needs to step it up here, especially in the next couple of weeks. He needs to get more involved in the offense and take it to the hoop. We saw him do that twice tonight, but he got sacked once. And he didn't know where to go back in there. The second time was the only thing he had open, and he went in there, and he almost made it. So I think he needs to build that confidence back up, because last year, really, we saw him several times take that ball to the hoop and made a big difference. Either drew a fire or after the free throw line. He's one of the best free throwers shooting in the area right now. He comes in shooting 73%. You know, he's in the top five in the area, so he needs to throw on top of that. I think, Dan, that's one of the things. The other thing we had was Ian. Andrew Seaman and Eli Cobb need to continue what they've been doing all year long. No letdown. They can't get frustrated with their shots, kick last, or anything like that, but I haven't seen that at all.
Because your shots are going to get blocked. When you're facing a team that is generally as tall as ugly, you're going to have some block shots. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to move on and keep playing, you know?
And that's something we saw how they got frustrated by Ugly shutting down the paint for them. But tonight, though, obviously Ugly was not shut down the paint. They started out that way. But they have it now. It's been a trade-off. Harbor Beach is going inside-outside game. Turn it over. Harbor Beach inside-outside. And like you said before, really, in the pregame, they're matched up on paper, and they are. Even out of the free throw line, Joe, but even one of the big differences, Harbor Beach is scoring 60 points per game in that lane, 47. Harbor Beach is scoring 54 and giving up 51. Talk about the only advantage by both of us over Harbor Beach. So they're not. They're matched straight up. But both teams are back on their shooting. So I wonder what the adjustments might be. If you're on one side there, Dan, what do you think they got to do? What have they got to do to win this game?
I think they've got to defend the three-ball better, because we've seen Ugly make some very key three-pointers, which is really can shift the momentum, you know? We know that they can take it down low, and then when they started to do that, we started defending them more, and we left the three-balls open. So I think we kind of have to even out the defense a little bit more, do what we can do in the paint, but then also after they guard the three. I think they can do that if they would go to a man-to-man. I think that would really help.
I think this is where Jason Hampton needs to turn into that junior player that he is. He's no longer a junior, beginning junior, new guy on the varsity, you want to look at it. He needs to step up and shoot those threes. No, what has Hampton got to do to stay in this ballgame and take number one on a way court?
I think their guards have to be a lot more creative right now. Always standing out at the point or on the wing. There isn't any penetration dribble going on. It's basically post up, pass it in, maybe kick it out if the defense collapses on that player in the paint. So if there's no dribble drive, the defense can just pack it in and play those top players in the paint, and they won't get a shot inside. So I think you got some quick scores there, Dan, on who scored.
We do. Graza probably had 3-3 and 8. Booms had 5. Left side had 10. Kaufman had 1. Nowicki had 2 and White had 2, so as we can see, the scores are pretty even probably. Harbor Beach, number 4 scored, Dukovic had 4, Sean had 8, Ginter had 4, Hanson had 2, Kraft had 5, and Andrew Seaman had 6, so the scoring for both teams has been pretty even.
Alright, and we got about 10 seconds to go here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have the next commercial break. Both teams are ready. The officials are ready. 31-29. We're going to start the third game. Ryan, who's on the floor for both teams?
For the Bearcats, they have Cushman, White, Boone, Nyquist, and Sorry. For the Pirates, they have Dukovic, Sorensen, Ginter, Boone, or I'm sorry, Seaman, and Kraft.
And right after that, Harbor Beach starts with the ball, and we got Sorensen at the top, where he was coming. He gets it back to Kraft. He gives it to Dukovic, and Dukovic says, look where I finish, because he goes, driving the paint, he goes in there, and he shot back to the glass, shooting, he puts up the second shot, rebound goes on the glass, right. Right, pushes up the corner, the left side, the left side, right side, goes up, and there, and there's a lot of kick shots, goes in, rebound control, go out, and there, right top. They push it up the court, he finds the way out, and get one, get yourself in third, throws it out, the shot, from the three, at the top of the key. And he drains off three, and Harbor Beach takes the first lead. That's because we only get the first lead of the night.